This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. New Zealand on Saturday marked the second anniversary of one of its most traumatic days when 51 worshippers were killed at two Christchurch mosques by a white supremacist gunman. Several hundred people gathered at the Christchurch arena for the remembrance service, which was also live streamed. A similar service planned for last year was canceled due to the coronavirus. In the March 15, 2019 attacks, Australian Brenton Tarrant killed 44 people at the Al Noor Mosque during Friday prayers before driving to the Linwood Mosque, where he killed seven more. Last year, he pled guilty to 51 counts of murder, 40 counts of attempted murder, and one count of terrorism. He was sentenced to life in prison without parole. The city of Minneapolis, Minnesota in the U.S. agreed to pay $27 million to settle a civil lawsuit from George Floyd's family over the black man's death in police custody. Council members met privately to discuss the settlement, then returned to public session for a unanimous vote in support of the massive payout. Floyd family attorney Ben Crump called it the largest pretrial settlement ever for a civil rights claim and thanked city leaders for, quote, showing you care about George Floyd, end quote. Floyd was declared dead on May 25th, 2020, after Derek Chauvin, who was white, pressed his knee against his neck for about 9 minutes. Floyd's death sparked violent protests in the U.S. and beyond and led to reckonings on racial justice. And Australia on Saturday reported its first local COVID-19 case in more than 2 weeks after a doctor tested positive for the coronavirus. This is VOA News. Former Bolivian President Jeanine Añez has been arrested for alleged involvement in a coup against longtime leftist leader Evo Morales in 2019, the socialist government said on Saturday. Morales resigned and fled Bolivia in 2019 amid fierce protests against his government and allegations of electoral fraud. Añez, a former senator, took over as interim president by default, but 11 months later, Morales' Socialist Party returned to power in elections. Those elections were last October. A government minister said the public prosecutor's office issued an arrest warrant for Añez due to the case of a coup in our country, a claim Morales, who was president for nearly 14 years, has long made against his conservative political opponent. Añez's response was that the political persecution has begun and that there was no coup, but a constitutional succession due to electoral fraud. In the U.S., more than 1,000 National Guard members will be leaving Washington over the weekend, but several thousand others will stay on for days or weeks in the ongoing mission to provide security for the U.S. Capitol that has drawn criticism from lawmakers and reluctance from the military. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin earlier this week approved the Capitol Police request to extend the deployment of nearly 2,300 Guard members for about 2 more months because possible threats of violence remain. The Palestinian Authority and the Arab League on Saturday condemned the Czech Republic's opening of a diplomatic office in Jerusalem, calling it a violation of international law. The Czech Republic opened a Jerusalem branch of its Israel embassy, which is located in Tel Aviv, on Thursday. The inauguration was attended by the Czech Prime Minister. The United States is resuming humanitarian assistance to Yemen's rebel-held north to counter a looming famine in the country. U.S. Yemen envoy Tim Linderking made that announcement. A Saudi-led coalition has been fighting since 2015 to dislodge Iran-allied Houthi rebels who've seized much of Yemen's north. The administration of former President Donald Trump cut much of its aid to Yemen last year, saying the Houthis were diverting humanitarian assistance to themselves. U.S. officials say they are resuming the aid with new measures and monitoring to try to make sure the relief gets to the civilians who actually need it. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.